again from me, Tony Brandon. It really is nice this Friday evening to have your company once again for A Question of Fun. Well, thank you very much indeed. Here we are back in Manchester again. And our contest this week is between two newspapers, the Liverpool Echo and the Manchester Evening News. So first, let me introduce you to the captain of the Manchester Evening News team, broadcaster, after-dinner speaker, and one of the wittiest writers in Punch magazine, ladies and gentlemen, Basil Boothroyd. Welcome to A Question of Fun, Basil.
Thank you, Tony.
Delighted to have your company. Would you like to introduce your team?
I should be delighted. I'll introduce the pretty one first, and that is Jenny Green, who writes a Lonely Hearts column, and she writes about interior decorating, and she writes about beauty for both sexes, and Brian Hope, who is the Manchester Evening News industrial editor. And, of course, we all hope that he's going to have lots more industry to edit, don't we, Brian? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Basil. And now time to meet the captain of the Liverpool Echo side. Ever since Carol Levis discovered him writing jokes on a wall in Wapping, he's been amusing us not only as a performer but a writer, and a man without whom Marty Feldman could easily have become a star 5 years earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Took.
Thank you.
Evening, Barry. Would you like to introduce your side, Barry?
I'd love to. I'll do it left to right, so there's no political bias in this. It could be the other way around. It's just the way I'm orientated. On my left, Ian Craig, who is the local government editor of the Liverpool Echo. On my right, we have the arts correspondent of the Liverpool Echo, Joe Riley.
Right, we're ready to start with our first round now, back to front. Now, this is the round where I give our teams the answers, and they have to tell me what the questions are. So, are you ready, Barry?
Yep.
Your answer... Crystal Jolly Bottom.
I met her at Attercliffe Palace in 1950. No. I know that Crystal Jolly Bottom was a character in a radio show of some years ago.
All right. Would you like a clue for the character who played it? Goodness gracious me.
Abdul Ram Singh of 15 The Dwellings, Bombay. Or yes. Peter Sellers.
You... Well done, Barry. Well done. Now, over to the Manchester Evening News. And this one is for their captain, Basil Boothroyd. Basil, your answer, Mr. Hodge. Mr. Hodge. And your first clue, the bat was mightier than the pen.
It's about cricket. It's about a man who wrote about cricket.
Yes.
A.G. MacDonald. He wrote a very funny book called England, There, England, which had a classic cricketing chapter in it, which presumably must have had a Mr. Hodge in it. Was he the publisher who ran this team?
You're so close, Basil, yeah. I'm going to give it to you.
The
yes.
Captain,
you're right. The question was, who was the captain of the literary side in the famous cricket match from England There, England, which was written by A.G. MacDonald?
Oh.
Right, back to the Liverpool Echo side, Joe Riley. Your answer, Valentina Tereshkova.
Well, this is either a ballet dancer or an astronaut. Maybe.
What are you going to settle for?
Astronaut. Who was the first woman in space?
Yes. That's right. Who was the first woman astronaut to orbit the Earth? And as you rightly said, Valentina Tereshkova, who came from Didsbury. Now, let's try Brian Hope on the Manchester Evening News side. Brian?
Yes.
Your answer? Fenimore Cooper.
Fenimore Cooper. Yes.
First clue, there weren't any more.
Is it male or female, Fenimore? Is it a laxative?
I don't really know the answer to that. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you another clue. Indian swan song.
The Last of the Mohicans.
Yes. Right. Yes. Right. I think it was... I think it was James Fenimore Cooper, wasn't it?
Ah, well, you see, if you'd have told me that, I'd have got it straight away.
Ah, well, anyway, you got the right question.
I did.
Who wrote The Last of the Mohicans? Right. Ian Craig's turn now on the Liverpool Echo side. Ian, your answer is Albert. And I'll give you a clue straight away. Relatively important. Another clue for you, Ian. Father of the nuclear age.
Schweitzer?
No.
Try Peter Sellers.
Yes, another, yes. How about Einstein?
Yes, right, Ian. The question, what was Einstein's first name, Albert Einstein, celebrated for doing Peter Sellers impressions and also the theory of relativity. So he's no mean talent. Right, now the prettiest member of both teams this evening, without any doubt, is Jenny Green. Hello, Jenny. Your answer is Coco. K-O-K-O. And your first clue is singing en bloc. Singing en bloc.
Chanel. Coco Chanel.
Oh, you...
Famous lady who created fashion, very well known. Who was the most famous lady of the 20th century and led the whole fashion business? Coco Chanel.
Jenny. Wrong. Second clue. Japanese Pierpoint. I'm going to have to throw that
the
across.
The Mikado, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Right. Well, I'm blessed. Who was the Lord High Executioner in Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado? So that's the end of our first round. Now let's see how they got on with the scores, Mike.
It's absolutely first class, is this, Tony? We've had full marks all the way around and they're level pegging.
Right. Well, they're very evenly divided, which is the main thing. We're going to have the first of our bonus questions now, and the first one from either side to call out the correct answer gets 2 bonus points. In modern numerals, what year is MCMXL1V?
1954.
They're wildly guessing. The Manchester paper is guessing.
It's developing into, as it so often...
It's 1944.
1944. 1944. Yes. Basil Boothroyd with the right answer. Yes, indeed. 1944. 2 bonus points there for Basil Boothroyd's team.
We don't use much of those, do we?
Well, the modern numerals. Yeah.
Well, we've written down nearly a quarter to 8.
That was close. Right then, this takes us on to round 2 in A Question of Fun, Tops and Tails, and we're starting this round with the Manchester Evening News team. Yes. Now, in 2 minutes, we'd like you to give us as many names of writers as you possibly can. The only rule that we apply is that each name must start with the last letter of the previous name. Now, this is in strict rotation. Brian Hope, then Basil Boothroyd, the skipper, and then Jenny Green. And we're going to kick off, Brian, with Terence Rattigan. So that's an N for you.
Norman Smith.
Norman Smith. An H, Basil.
Hardy.
All right, Jenny. A Y for you.
Yates.
Yates. Right, smashing. S, Brian.
Shaw.
Shaw. A W,
Winston
Basil.
Churchill.
Winston Churchill. An L, Jenny.
Louisa M. Alcott.
Louisa M. Alcott. Yes, that's a T, Brian.
Ted Willis, or Lord Ted Willis.
Lord Ted Willis.
That's an L as well, in case we get to one.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
So that's an S for Basil.
Solzhenitsyn.
Solzhenitsyn.
Mm.
Now that ends with an N. Jenny?
N. Nureyev. Wrote Nureyev. A book about his ballet experiences.
He wrote a letter to his mother.
He's had a few ballet experiences as well in his time.
I'll give you Norman Mailer, if you like.
Norman Mailer. Yes, I think I'd be a bit happy with
all
that
right,
one. Right, that's an R, Brian.
Richard O'Sullivan wrote something. Must have done. Or even Rudyard Kipling.
Oh, Rudyard Kipling.
Name. Yes.
That's Richard O'Sullivan's maiden name.
Very likely.
Oh, I see. Right, so that's a G, Basil.
Yes, George Bernard Shakespeare. George Bernard Shaw.
Actually, we've already had that.
Graham Greene, what about that?
Yes, all right, that's better still. Graham Greene, and that, I think, ends with an E.
Edna O'Brien.
N, Brian?
Nathaniel...
Hawthorne.
Nathaniel Hawthorne. Basil, you've got an E, and you've got 10 seconds before the bell goes.
Well, I give you Enid Blyton.
Yes, splendid. An N, Jenny?
Norman Collins.
Norman...
Collins.
Norman Collins, right on the bell. We'll find out from our scorer, Mike, now exactly how well you did.
They did incredibly well, Tony. They got 15 names, and we give half a point for each name, so they've got themselves 7.5 points.
Jolly well done. Now then, let's see how the Liverpool team can face up to that challenge. From you, we want the titles of written works this time, gentlemen. Same rules, and the order this time is Ian Craig, Barry Took, and then Joe Riley. We're starting with Hamlet, so that's a T for you, Ian.
Tie a yellow ribbon round it.
Oh, no.
Are you talking about a song now? Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree?
Yes, it's a song, yes.
Right, well, that's all right, yes. That's an E then for you, Barry.
Every man's guide to chub-fuddling. It's what people do to chub. Everybody knows that there are times of the year when chub get at it in rivers, and they become over-profuse, if you see what I mean, mm-hmm. almost to a fault. So what they do, they throw stuff in the water, and it fuddles them. And when they come to the top, fuddled, they scoop them up and take them home for tea. You've got a tea. Go on, go with the tea.
Right, so fuddling, I think, is the operative word at the end of the title.
Yes.
That's a G for Joe Riley.
Gondoliers.
The Gondoliers. Splendid. That's an S for you, Ian.
South Pacific.
Yes, indeed, South Pacific, the well-known musical. A C, Barry.
Catamol's Complete Guide to Chub Fuddling. Vols 1 to V. Omitting IV because it gets a bit smutty.
It's a G.
Gone with the Wind.
Splendid. A D for you, Ian.
That's a D. Well, how about Don Quixote?
Don Quixote. Very good. Played, of course, by Peter Sellers. That's an E for you, Barry.
Endgame.
So an E for you, Joe.
Entertaining Mr. Sloan.
Joe Orton's play. That's an E again, Ian.
With a question mark.
With a question mark?
Yeah. Next one begins with a question mark.
That was Henry Livings, was it? He wrote that. So that's an H. We'll forget the question mark for Barry Took.
Here to eternity, brackets from.
They're very clever, aren't they? Yes, all right then. Here to eternity, a Y.
Yogi Bear Annual, 1975.
Oh dear. The Yogi Bear Annual, 1975. So how did they get on there, the Liverpool Echo team, Mike?
They got 12 titles there, which gives them 6 points, but we are definitely going to award Barry Took an extra half mark for having the audacity to fuddle in public.
Right. Can I have another bonus question now? So eyes down for this one. Add together the number of years in a silver wedding, a diamond wedding, and a golden wedding?
135.
Right. That was very quick.
Actually, it was easy because I had just celebrated my 135th wedding.
Well done, Brian. 135, the right answer. Now, at this point in the game, we're going to put our two captains on the spot and ask them to do a special news item for us, seeing as how we're surrounded by distinguished journalists. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a headline, and then you have to fill in the sordid details. Now, we're going to kick off with Basil Boothroyd. Basil, your headline is Man Found Hay in Boot.
This sounds very much like a story from my local paper, because they still have the old-fashioned habit of putting headlines in the past tense for some reason. They had one last week in the Women's Institute news, which said knitted sock competition ended in a tie. But this was about, I think, a man who went shopping in his little red mini. The car, that is, you know, not the skirt. And he did the shopping, and he put all the fish which he got to get back for lunch and the dry cleaning and groceries and stuff in the back of the car. And he started to drive home and found that he was being licked on the back of the neck by a dog, which he hadn't brought with him. And so he turned around, and there's a rather large sort of Alsatian-type dog sitting there, and the man said, "Hello, whose doggy are you?" Of course, the dog didn't reply. And then he saw that the dog was wearing an identity label, you know, what is sometimes called a dog tag in the arm, with his name on it, which was Arthur. Pretty daft name for a dog, actually. It also had the address of a nearby farm. So the man with the car thought, well, I suppose to get home with this fish, I might have to drive this dog back to the farm. And he stopped the car to think, and he reached into the cubbyhole for a cigarette. No cigarettes in there. Only a lady's handbag, which you'd never seen before. So the situation, you see, then completely changed. It wasn't the question of the dog being in his car. He was in the dog's. So he thought, well, he better drive out to the farm and tell the whole story. So he got there, eventually. Farmer answered the door, gentleman farmer. And the man said, I brought your dog, Arthur. And the man said, what do you mean? My name's Arthur. That's Sheila. Oh, well, the man said, I'm sorry, but the thing is that your wife has obviously gone off in my car because she's put all her things in mine, you see. So the farmer said, but isn't this your car? And the man said, no, mine is FHC 111M. And the farmer looked at the front and said, well, that's what this is. He said, what has happened is she's put all the stuff into your car. Come in, have a drink. She'll roar up in a minute in a state. So presently the wife did roar up in a state. And she says, oh, somebody's pinched the dog and my handbag out of the car. And he said, don't be such a twit. You put them all into Mr. So-and-so's car. And he's just brought them back. So it was all very jolly. And they had another drink, and the man went home with the fish. And his wife wasn't too pleased because he was very late. And she was less pleased when he opened the boot. And there was nothing in there but this small bale of hay, because he had got the wrong car this time.
Now let's see how Barry Took can cope with a headline here. Mystery nun unmasked as former Zeppelin pilot.
Well, I knew that something like this would eventuate. It's an 8 and 6 penny word in the old currency. So I put together a story that would fit any headline that I was given. I mean, Miss World surprise move. Bottom falls out of men's trousers. The story fits them all. And it starts like this. A grey-haired old lady is sitting tonight in her £20,000 council house. She is waiting. She told our reporter, my £4,000 a year Willie, age 42, never told me of his blank. So you can fill in whatever. I mean, in this case, you'll fill in, he never told me he was a mystery nun unmasked as missing Zeppelin pilot. See, it fits just as well for anything. I am glad the ghastly ordeal is over, smiled the brave Zeppelin pilot. As the Mother Superior blank, 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 you could fill in any bit you like about what the Mother Superior did. It will not change our way of life. I am prepared to have the medical treatment. Said he was a plumber, sobbed Cheadle housewife. A grim-faced Don Revy said after the game, the lads played a blinder. We were desperately unlucky. Our shots just weren't going in. The scoreline 14-0 does not represent the run of play. Blank blank asked for 27 other offences to be taken into consideration. Later, the Prime Minister was smiling and cheery as he laid a foundation stone at the new Lady Bird Strangler home for methylated spirit drinkers. Asked about the mystery nun unmasked as a missing Zeppelin pilot story, he said, blank, 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 and I blame Wedgie Ben.
Oh, follow that, as they say. Right, well, I'll tell you what we are going to follow it with, and that's another bonus question. So, eyes down again. If your car does 35 miles to a gallon, how far could you travel on 19 gallons?
8.
What are you driving?
591.
Any advance on 591?
592. So to the gentleman in the great fedora.
635?
665, I mean.
665. Basil Boothroyd. Yes. Right, now let's see how the scores are at this stage of the game before we go into the last round, Mike.
Well, Tony, the Basil Boothroyd Clarion has firmly established a very strong lead of 7 points, so they've got to do something on the Liverpool side in the last round.
7 points, eh? Right. This is our round we call Hidden Titles, the last round, and you have to guess the titles of films, books, plays, songs, from what I hope will be some very obscure clues. Now, these are team questions, and we're going to start with the Liverpool Echo Scribblers. And for you, you've got a musical show. It's been going round for years.
Carousel.
Well done, Barry. Carousel. Now over to Manchester. You've got a musical show as well. Do they meet on November the 5th?
Do they meet on November the 5th?
Oh. Guys and Dolls.
Well done, Jenny. Jenny Green with the right answer, Guys and Dolls. Back to the Liverpool side. A TV programme for you this time. The conductor and the culprit both have to do it.
What's a culprit called? What's another word for culprit?
Felon.
Felon, yes.
Fell on hard times?
Oh, yes. Most lucky felon. No. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes because the girl in my arms is a boy.
This is where I exercise my prerogative, if you'll pardon the expression.
Of course, of course.
And we throw it over to the Manchester.
How about Face the Music?
Yeah.
Face the Music. Right, another TV programme coming up with some hidden language for the Manchester team. It always ends tomorrow.
Not today.
Today.
Not today.
No, today ends tomorrow.
Yes, today always ends tomorrow.
Tonight.
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 Sighs of relief all round. Basil Boothroyd with the right answer. The television programme, BBC's Tonight. Back to the Liverpool side, the erudite team. A proverb. Is this why the postman only rang once?
Dog bite.
Bite.
Dog.
Barkworth and...
Joe Riley, you're getting very close to it now, yes.
Dog. Is Barks worse than his bite?
No.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Joe Riley. The right answer. The celebrated proverb, once bitten, twice shy. Manchester, a proverb for you. The con man's philosophy.
Con man. Not don't believe everything you hear. Some bit of advice of that kind. Is it?
No.
No. It's not. Now, the con man, what does the con man say to people? Believe me.
Take it while you can. Take it while you can.
No.
It'd do, though, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, while you ponder it, let's pop it back to the Liverpool Echo team. Any thoughts on this one?
Is it a fool and his money are soon or easily parted?
Right, first time, actually, Joe. So there it is. That's the end of the quiz. The all-important scores coming up now from Mike Craig.
Well, Basil's team, Tony, the Manchester Evening News, have in fact beaten the Barry Took Fuddlers by 7 points.
Oh. Well, congratulations to the Manchester Evening News. My commiserations to the Liverpool Echo. But as we always say at a time like this, I thought you put up a very, very sporting show. And I don't mind lying as well. Anyway, that's it. That's it for another week, I'm afraid. I'd like to say our thanks to the Liverpool Echo for sending us Joe Riley and Ian Craig, and to the Manchester Evening News for allowing us to borrow Jenny Green, lovely lady that she is, and Brian Hope. But especially to tonight's captains, those witty wielders of the quill, Basil Boothroyd and Barry Took. And finally, I'd like to say a thank you to Mike Craig, our scorer, who wrote the show together with our producer, Jim Casey. But right now, on this Friday evening, from me, Tony Brandon, hope you've enjoyed A Question of Fun. Until the same time next week, do take care of yourselves, won't you? Bye-bye. Again from me, Tony Brandon, and once again a warm welcome to A Question of Fun. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Well, this week's session of A Question of Fun is a contest between golfers from two very famous golf clubs, Hillside at Southport and Royal Livam, St Anne's. So we expect them to sink a few answers in one and occasionally chip in with a funny remark. Yes, have you ever thought? I wish I hadn't said that. Anyway, as usual, we have a guest celebrity with each team. So first, let me introduce you to the skipper of the Hillside Players, a man who uses a ukulele instead of a sand iron and sings for his Lancashire hot pot as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Randall. Welcome. Welcome to the programme, Alan.
Thank you, Tony. Nice to be here. Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
The man, of course, who does those brilliant George Formby impressions, and to prove it, he's brought his uke. I think I'm right in saying, aren't I, Alan, that the uke you have there, wasn't that originally...
Yes, it was. It's an original George Formby ukulele banjo.
Look at
that.
And
I'll sell it to anybody for 50 bob, so you'll be all right.
What about introducing your team, Alan?
I'll introduce the team. All right, well, on my right, I've got the professional from the Hillside Golf Club. I mean, you can tell he's from Hillside because one leg's shorter than the other. You broke 70 today, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of clubs. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet John Hewitt. And on my left is the captain of the Hillside Club. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Tom Broughton.
Thank you very much, Alan. Best of luck to your side. Now it's time to meet the opposition. And first and foremost, the man who hopes to lead Royal Lytham to victory, a golfing comedian who is the proud possessor of a 9-iron belonging to Tony Jacklin. And Tony Jacklin, as a matter of fact, is still looking for him. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Liverpool, Mike Burton. Mike? Mike, in common with many people in the business, I think it's one of your great hobbies, isn't it? A bit of golf?
Yes, it is. I love the old golf.
Where do you play normally?
Anywhere they'll let me.
There's no answer to that. Would you like to introduce your team, Mike?
I will. Sitting on my right hand, and I wish he'd get up because it hurts, is the captain of Royal Lytham and St Anne's. It's Mr Philip Barlas. Ladies and gentlemen... And sitting on my left is the professional from Royal Lytham, who, I must say, has got a tremendous short game, and I wish he'd play it round the greens. Eddie Musty, folks.
Thanks again, Mike. Right, well, there you are. You've met the two teams. All that remains now is to introduce my caddy for this evening. That's our referee and scorer, Mike Craig. Right, off we go then with our first round, which we call Back to Front. Now, this is where I give each contestant the answer, and he has to tell me what the question is. And we're starting with Hillside, in particular, the team captain, Alan Randall. So remember, Alan, these are individual questions, all right? Right, so your answer then, Alan, is 8:10. 8:10. And your first clue... Bathroom window. Bathroom window. Your second clue, he's smiling. I think he knows it. I'll give you another clue just to clinch it for you. Your second clue, ladder to success.
Something to do with cleaning windows, is it?
Yes, it is.
That's it, yes. The ladder breaks. How about that?
The ladder breaks.
The ladder breaks.
That's right. Anyway, let's see how Mike Burton gets on with this one. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Your answer is 147. 147. And your first clue, a clear table. A clear table. And your second clue, which I think is a very vital one, cue for victory.
What is the highest... break you can make on a snooker table?
Right answer. Right, now we're over with Alan Randall's side, and in particular, this time, it's John Hewitt. Your answer is 1957. 1957. And your first clue, a great day for Di.
It was... When did Diaries captain the Ryder Cup team? When did Diaries captain the winning Ryder Cup team?
Right. Right, let's pop over now with Mike Burton's team and put this one to Eddie Musty. Eddie, for you, the answer, 68, 70, 70, 72. And your first clue, Par was 71. Par was 71.
Tony Jacklin won the Open Championship that year.
He did indeed.
What was Tony Jacklin's score?
What were Tony Jacklin's scores? That's the right answer. Well done, Eddie. Right, now it's Tom Broughton on Alan Randall's side. And your answer, Tom, is Stafford and Leonov. Stafford and Leonov. And your first clue, pleased to meet you. Nothing to do with golf at all. Your second clue, it's a small world.
Who were the people in the spaceships we met, of the Russian and American spaceships?
What were the names of the commanders? Well done, Tom. What were the names of the commanders on the Apollo Soyuz mission? Stafford and Leonov, the right answer. Right, let's see how Mike Burton's side get on with this one. This is for Philip Barlas. Philip, your answer, Tom Baker. Tom Baker. And your first clue, he's the fourth. He's the fourth. And your second clue, guess who? Guess who?
What's the name of the present Doctor Who?
That's right. Right, let's check with Mike now and see how the scores are.
The score at the moment, Tony, is after the first round, Royal Lytham have crept into the lead by 8 points to Hillside's 6.
Right. Now, from time to time during the programme, I'm going to ask a bonus question, and the first person from either side to call out the correct answer can win 2 bonus points for his side. All right, gentlemen? Right, so here's your first bonus question, then. How many months of the year last 30 days?
5.
4.
4. 4. That, I think that was Tom was first up with that one. Tom Broughton, can you name them for me?
September, April, June, November.
Well done.
Spot on. Spot on. 2 bonus points there. One by Tom Broughton for Alan Randall's team. And now we come to the round when speed is the thing that matters. Tops and tails. Now, this is where each team in turn has to call out the names of as many famous film actors or actresses as they can in 2 minutes. The only rule is that each name must begin with the last letter of the previous name. I mean, it's quite easy, isn't it? Let's face it. So we'll kick off with the Royal Lytham team in rotation. Right, so here we are then. We want film actresses. And we're kicking off with Julie Andrews. So that's an S for you, Philip.
Sheila Hancock.
Sheila Hancock. A K for Mike Burton.
K Kendall.
Oh, that's a nice one. L for you, Eddie.
Liz Taylor.
Right, that's an R for you, Philip.
Romy Schneider.
Romy Schneider. That's an R for Mike Burton.
Rachel Welch.
Yes. Lovely. That's an H for Eddie Musty.
Hattie Jakes.
Hattie Jakes. Splendid. S for you, Philip.
Susie Kendall.
Susie Kendall. Yes, splendid. Another L. Come up for you, Mike.
Lisa Minnelli.
Lisa Minnelli. Which ends with an I, I do believe, Eddie.
The ink spots.
Isabel Duncan.
Isabel Duncan. An N for you, Philip.
Nancy Boot Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra. Yes, Nancy's made some films. Great. So that's an A.
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. Right, an N. Can you get another one in, Eddie?
Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood. Right on the buzzer. That seemed like a pretty comprehensive list of famous actresses to me. How did they get on, Mike?
They got 15 names in Royal Lytham, Tony, so that's earned them 7.5 points.
And well deserved. Well done.
Thank you, Alan.
Right, sorry. Now it's the Hillside team. Tom Broughton, then Alan Randall and John Hewitt. And just to make a slight change from the round that we gave the other side, we're going to ask you to name famous film actors. And we're starting with Charlton Heston, so that's an N for Tom. And there goes the clock
Norman
starting
Wisdom.
Now. Norman Wisdom. Right, an M for Alan Randall.
Mason James.
Mason James?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. All right, then, yes, he's a... It is a fellow, isn't it? Yes.
Well, so
right,
they
that's
say.
An E. That's an E for John Hewitt.
Edward Robinson. Edward G. Robinson.
Edward G. Robinson. An N for Tom Broughton.
Nigel Patrick.
Nigel Patrick.
Yeah.
A K for Alan Randall.
K. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. Splendid. S for you, John.
Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier. Lovely. That's an R for Tom.
Richard Harris.
An S for you, Alan.
Sean Connery.
A Y for John.
Yul Brynner.
An R. Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Right, a D, Tom.
Donald Duck.
Well, we've allowed Mickey Mouse. I suppose we can have Donald Duck. Right, John, a K for you.
Kent Clark.
Kent Clark.
Yes.
Yes, there was an American actor called Kent Clark, wasn't there?
He used to play Hiawatha.
Oh, right. Right, Kent Clark. So we're still with the Ks then, Kent Clark. For you, Alan.
Still with a K.
K.
King Kong. Well, you couldn't get a bigger actor than him, could you, now?
Oh, that's splendid. No, King Kong, that's fine. That's a G, and you've got 10 seconds to get some more names in.
George Saunders.
George Saunders. An S for you, John.
Sydney James.
Sydney James. Right on the bell, Sydney James. Let's check with Mike and see how Alan Randall's team got on.
Incredibly well, Tony. 16 names there. 8 points for Hillside.
Stand by now, teams. We're going to have another one of those bonus questions. And your bonus question is, which school did Billy Bunter go to?
Greyfriars.
And it was Tom Broughton, just by a hair's whisker, never. Got the right answer.
Never.
Of course it was.
Let's just check now with Mike to see how the scores are now.
The score to date, Tony, Hillside have crept into the lead with 18 points against Royal Lytham's 15 and a half.
Well. Early times yet to get some more vital points. Now, the moment has arrived when we all relax and we put our two celebrities on the spot. Alan Randall is the first victim on the programme this week. And, of course, as you know, Alan is famous for his George Formby songs, and that's what we're going to ask him to do for us today. Just with a slight difference, in fact, Alan, because if you'd like to open the envelope that you have in front of you, you'll see that we've joined together one or two songs which you know, but we've changed the words just a little bit. We want to see if you can sing them straight through without a break. And now you do know, don't you, why we asked you to bring that beautiful ukulele.
Yeah, I need about an hour's rehearsal at this, to be honest, but...
Well, let's give him a nice round of applause to get him started, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
Alan
you.
Randall.
Now it's a job that just suits me. A golf professional you would be if you could see what I can see. When I'm teaching ladies, a nice young lady in such a state came for lessons, they were great. Their handicaps were 38 when I'm teaching ladies. There we go. I'm leaning on me driver at the corner of the tee until a certain little four ball goes by. Oh me, oh my, I laughed so much I started to cry. Now Ronnie Corbett sliced his shot and Jimmy Tarbuck nearly got a birdie, but he had a bad lie. You can say that again. Oh me, oh my, I laughed so much I started to cry. Mike Burton's drive was appalling, and he never thought about calling. I can still see his poor caddy falling. He's a menace on the tee, he's not as good as me. Cause I've beaten Peter Oosterhouse, Jacqueline Palmer, Nicolaus, and single-handed won the Ryder Cup. I was leaning on me driver at the corner of the tee when the wife jumped on the bed and woke me up. I'm in the bunker. Me wife jumped on the bed and woke me up. That's it.
Well, it's your turn now, Mike, but don't worry. We don't want you to sing or anything. We want you to do something rather unusual for a couple of minutes. Be funny. And at the same time, mention as many golfing terms as you possibly can. Now, I'll give you a little time to think about it. You're all right. Right, off you go.
Two fellows talking, and one said, "What's the best thing for green fly?" He said, "Have your trousers cleaned." "I know a fella who always wanted to be a good driver, but he failed his driving test. He opened the windows and let the clutch out." "There's a fellow lying in bed one morning, and his wife brought him a sandwich up. And he said, 'I'm not going to work today, love, it's foggy.' And she opened the curtain. She said, 'It's not foggy across the roofs.' He said, 'I don't go that way, do I?'" "I was standing in the clubhouse the other day, and a big white horse walked in the bar. And the barman said, 'We've got a bottle of whiskey named after you.' And the horse said, 'What, Fred?'" "The fella just finished a cup of tea, and he said to his missus, 'I'll go and have a haircut.' And he went down to the barber's, and the barber said, 'What would you like, a Tom Jones, a Val Dunican, or a Des O'Connor?' He said, 'I'll have a Tom Jones, please.' And he cuts all his hair off, and he's sitting there like Kojak." "You know, Kojak used to have lovely long locks, you know. He lost it during the war in an air raid." "Anyway, he said, 'What would you like, a Tom Jones?' Well, he said, 'I'll have a Tom.' And he cut all his hair off, and he's sitting there, said, like a billiard ball. He said, 'Tom Jones doesn't have his hair cut like this.' He said, 'He would do if he came here.' There was two fellas decided to go on safari to Africa, you see. So he gets his Land Rover, and he loads it up, and he calls for his mate. His mate walks out the house with a bag of golf clubs on his back. And he said, 'Where are you going with them?' He said, 'I've got my handicap down to 4. If I don't keep swinging, it'll go.' He said, 'Where are you going to play in Africa?' He said, 'We'll find somewhere.' So off they go, you see. And about 3 months later, through darkest Africa, they come to a clearing, 200 yards long. He went, 'Hey!' And he put a ball down, and he hit it. And just as he hit it, a lion stepped out the bushes. And it hit the lion right between the eyes and, dead. His mate said, 'That's fantastic. Give us a go of that.' So he puts a ball down, and he's just in his backswing, and another lion pops out. His mate said, 'You want that for a half?'"
Lovely. Right, bonus question time for 2 points. Once again, either team, any member of the team can answer. The bonus question: multiply the number of Henry VIII's wives by the feet in a fathom and add the deadly sins.
And I'm 47.
55.
Didn't get the. Was that the.
127.
The second one, I didn't get that.
I'll repeat the question again. First and foremost, you multiply the number of Henry VIII's wives by the number of feet in a fathom and add the deadly sins.
49.
127. 13. No. No, I'm going to award 2 points to the audience for this one because they got the right answer. The answer, in fact, is, as the audience so rightly said, 43. Right, because if you take the number of Henry VIII's wives, that's 6. The number of feet in a fathom is 6. And the deadly sins, number 7. So that's 6 times 6 plus 7.
I thought you had 8 wives.
40. Well, he might have kept a couple secret, we don't know. But anyway, the answer as we have it then is 43. Unluckily, you didn't get your bonus points there. Now, before we go into our final round on a question of fun this week, I'm just going to ask Mike for the latest score.
Well,
Mike?
It hasn't changed, Tony, since the previous round, because of no points for that bonus round. 15.5 to Royal Lytham, 18 to Hillside, so it's all to play for.
Right, it is indeed. The last round, then, it's hidden title. Now, this time, you have to guess the titles of films, books, songs, plays and things from some rather odd clues that I shall be giving you as we go along. Now, these are team questions, so you can confer, and we kick off the round with that great group, Alan Randall and the Hillsiders. So for your team, Alan, it's a film title we want, and the hidden title is He Had a Precious Digit.
He had Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Well done. Mike's team, you've got a film title as well. Fondest Wishes from the East.
From Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love. The right answer. Right back with the Hillsiders again. A book and a film title for you, gentlemen. It Sounds Like Laurel Is Telling Hardy How to Play Pontoon.
Ooh. Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Oh, fabulous.
That's right. Oh, that was Tom. Tom Broughton, I think, came up with the right answer
Tom
there.
Tom Broughton.
Yeah, well done, Tom. Now then, let's see how Royal Lytham get on with this one. A play and a film for you, lads. Reminisce with Annoyance.
Look Back in Anger.
Look Back in Anger. Well done. John Osborne's play. Right, the Hillside team now. Got a song title for you, gentlemen. I Obviously Left My Umbrella at Home.
Singing in the Rain.
To do with rain.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Right. Alan Randall with the right answer. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Now, the Lytham side. You've got a song title. Did Rider Haggard write it?
Who?
Rider Haggard, the well-known playwright and author.
I thought he was a jockey.
I thought he delivered papers.
Did
Rider Haggard?
Rider Haggard write it. It wasn't difficult. In fact, it was Easy Rider.
What is it, a book title you want? A song?
It's a song title, yeah.
Three Wheels on My Wagon or something.
Very big hit, this, too. No? Well, let's go over to Alan's team, see how... Have you got any thoughts on this one, gentlemen? Song title? Did Rider Haggard write it?
No, we haven't.
No?
How about the audience? Do they know?
Oh, the audience know, yes.
Do they?
They haven't failed once. No, I'm afraid we can't give you any points for that. The title was, in fact, as the audience was shouting out a moment ago, She. Yes, right. No points. We were saying Rider Haggard's great book, She. Did he write it? In fact, it was written by Charles Aznavour.
I just wondered. Yeah.
The clue about Rider Haggard and did he write it refers to the woman in his book, She. Just like the title of the song. Is that all right? Yes.
Something like that.
Nothing like that. No. Right, the Hillside team then. A TV programme said to be needed by every female. Said to be needed by every female. TV show.
Man About the House.
Man About the House. He's good, isn't he, that?
That's Tom Broughton.
Where would you be without him, Alan? Right, Lytham. Here it is, coming up for you now. Like the last one, this is a TV program as well, and the hidden language disguising it is it provides the widest possible view.
Nationwide.
It provides the widest possible view.
Worldwide.
No, you haven't? No, they're a bit stuck
panorama.
On that one.
We have it.
Panorama.
Eddie Musty at last speaks. Well done, Eddie. Panorama is the correct answer to that one. Now let's find out how the scores are, Mike.
Well, Tony, the victory goes to the Hillside Club at Southport with 26 points. Lytham St. Anne's scored 19 and a half.
Well, congratulations to Hillside. My commiserations to Royal Lytham, St. Anne's. But a splendid performance by both teams. I think you'll agree, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm afraid that's it for another week. We'd like to thank once again Pontin's Holiday Camp for the use of the theatre, and to Hillside and Royal Lytham for giving us such an excellent four-ball in Eddie Musty, Philip Barlas, Tom Broughton and John Hewitt, and to our captains, Randall and Burton, very much alive, Alan Randall and Mike Burton as well. Finally, I'd just like to say my thanks to our scorer, Mike Craig, who wrote the programme together with our producer, James Casey. But for now, from me, Tony Brandon, until the next time we do a question of fun, take care. Bye-bye.